It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Hour 5:04 is the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. down at Petco Park getting ready for tonight's broadcast. He and Jesse Agler have the outstanding call tonight's game between the Padres and the Colorado Rockies. Matt Scraby's alongside here in the Odyssey Palace Studios. Sammy Levitt is hard at work on the Eco Water SoCal pregame show, which gets underway at the bottom of this hour. Padres and Rockies split a 4-game series in Denver. You may recall it. Couple of weeks ago, I'd rather not remember it.
What happened?
I'll say that two games were good and two games were annoying.
Oh, I heard that the last game was really
especially annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, Padres let a big lead get away in that one. Anyway, we know that. Rockies come flying in here, though, on the wings of a 4-game win streak. All that was at Coors Field, however. The young Rocks are 3-16 on the road so far this year. So, yeah, I'm calling for a sweep. We need a sweep. And if they don't sweep, how many people do you think are going to tweet me and say, you jinxed it, Chris?
A million.
A million? Yeah, probably close to a million.
You know what I got to say?
It really I love the fact that you people think I have that kind of power.
Me too. But I know Sam said it too last week because someone said that he jinxed the team.
Right.
And I've been told I've jinxed the team. And I do get a little nervous before I tweet out something now because I don't want to be the guy.
Well, I don't mind being the guy. You got to sweep the Rockies if you're going to, you know, get where you want to go.
You do.
And if you don't, it's going to just, there'll be a tinge of disappointment. I know it's all about winning every series. You go 2 out of 3. But here's the reality of that. All right? You can't just count on going 2 out of 3 every time. At some point, you're going to lose a series. You're going to lose a couple series. So in order to combat that, you need a sweep once in a while.
Yeah.
I mean, is that
a longer
fair
win streak than 4 games?
Right. They haven't won more than 4 in a row yet. Even the Rockies now can say they've won 4 in a row because that's the streak they have coming in here.
Padres haven't won more than 4 in a row since 2021.
No, that's not true.
Or 2022.
Last year they had a long streak at the very end of the year.
Oh, duh. You're right.
Well, after it was
can we disregard
late.
That? Should I dump that right now?
Disregard that last statement.
That was very dumb.
But here's the fact. I'm looking at it right now. Correct me if I'm wrong, Scrabe, off the top of your head.
You're going to ask me to correct you.
I know. I'm asking you to correct me, so that shows where this one's coming from. Padres don't have a sweep yet this year. They haven't swept anyone.
I don't think they have.
They've got a lot of 2 out of 3s. Like I said, 2 out of 3s are good. And if you get 2 out of 3 every time, fine. But normally you don't get 2 out of 3 every time. You need a sweep somewhere in there. Haven't had one yet. So let's get one starting tonight. Vasquez, hear about him in a minute from Mike Schilt. Dakota Hudson, 0-6, 6-point-some-odd ERA on the other side. I'll say one thing. Tomorrow night's going to be a good pitching matchup. You're not expecting it. But Dylan Cease, of course, will be pitching for the Padres. But tomorrow night, the Rockies, our former guy, Cal Quantrill, he's actually been pitching very well for Colorado lately.
Yeah.
Like his last three starts.
I think
have all
he only
been
gave up
really
one
good.
Run against the Giants last week.
He's been really good lately. So, you know, tomorrow night, you're going to have a little more work cut out for you. Let's take advantage
and
tonight.
Extra motivation for coming back to San Diego, a team that traded you away.
Cal Quantrill will be geeked
you
up.
You are in Colorado because San Diego traded you away.
That's right. Look at how Jerkson Profar has reacted to being rescued from Colorado.
So we need to get Cal Quantrill over here. Maybe I always liked Cal Quantrill.
Bring him back. He'll pitch so well that you'll never send him back to Denver again. All right. I got something right now. That's it. Drop everything.
What? What?
Dial in 833-288-0973. First person who calls in with the correct answer to the following trivia question will win a pair of tickets to tomorrow's Padres-Rockies game. The first 40,000 fans tomorrow night are going to receive a Joe Musgrove bobblehead along with Theo the dog. Both Joe's and Theo's heads bobble. Grab tickets. What?
I said, duh.
I know. Grab tickets. You may not know that Theo's head bobbles.
Oh, I guess that's true.
Here's proof.
What are they, the Flintstones?
I love that sounder in the Flintstones when they run their feet together to start the car. Tomorrow night, grab tickets at Padres.com/tickets, or you can win a pair now. Now, here's the deal. The phones are going crazy.
And they have been.
Stop it.
No, they can call now.
No, they can call now, but you're going to reset the phone line shortly.
So the first six people are on hold?
No, everybody's called in already. I haven't asked the question yet. You're disqualified if you've called in already because I haven't even asked the question yet.
I'm going to wait.
Right. Don't hang up on everybody yet. But if you're online right now, you're going to get wiped out because it's my game, my rules, and the rules are the first person who gets the correct answer after I ask the question. All right.
Yeah, you kind of need that part of the equation.
You got to get the question. You can't just be calling in right now willy-nilly. All right, here's the question. Pay attention and then start dialing. For two tickets to see the Padres play the Rockies, who was at bat on the play day ended up not touching home plate?
Who was at bat?
Who was at bat on the play that Matt Holliday ended up not touching home plate? First person with the correct answer at 833-288-0973 will win the prize. Scraby will let us know who that is shortly.
Yes.
Because I have a feeling the call will be taken care of right here in a moment.
I just dropped the first six.
Okay.
I get way too much pleasure out of
this. Do you want to just bring them on live?
Yeah,
should
let's
we risk it?
Hold on.
This is a risk.
I'm going to drop this.
Okay, wait. I'm not
dropping
done yet.
The second.
Hold on. Hang on.
Where are you going?
I'm going right over here. Don't go too far.
What is he doing?
Getting a dice.
Oh, he's getting a dice. Okay, I like this.
All right, so I want to make it totally random.
I'm going to drop the second six.
All right. We got six right now.
No, I got to do a third drop.
You're dropping
again.
Remember,
I told you before the break.
Drop
three drops.
Three drops.
Here we go. Third drop.
Third drop.
Yes.
Okay. Six callers pop up. There they are.
All right.
If you are on hold right now,
yes,
you have a 1 in 6 chance of winning the Padre tickets.
Correct.
And the lines are lit up from 1 through 6, obviously. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have a dice in my hand, or
a die,
as it were.
Yes.
But it's hard to understand that on the radio.
Yes.
I have a die in my hand.
I have a die in my hand.
All right. So I have one dice, or a die. It's funny. It's from Ben's Casino. I don't know where that is.
Oh,
but anyway,
Ben's house.
Yeah. Scraby, please investigate. It's a real die. It has six.
Oh, it's been in here for a year
six
and a
sides.
Half.
You'll be able to hear the die. Whatever it lands on is who will win. Here we go. You have a 1 in 6 shot if you're online.
Oh, so we're not answering the question anymore? He just fumbled it on the ground. Hold on. Are they answering the question, or is the dice deciding?
Oh, that's right. They got to answer the question once we bring them on.
Or the die is deciding.
That's right. If they don't answer the question right, they don't win. All right, go to line four.
Line four,
you get the first shot at it. Tyler, are you there?
I am here.
Do you know the answer?
My son knows more about baseball than I do, and he guessed Todd Helton.
Todd Helton. No good. Sorry, Tyler.
Sorry.
Okay, next up, who is at bat on the play that Matt Holliday didn't touch home plate? Line five gets the next shot at
Roberto.
Roberto, do you know the answer, sir?
Charlie Blackman
was not up. Sorry, Roberto.
Was he on the team that year?
He might have been. No,
really?
I don't think so. That was a while ago. All right, next is back to line four. Peter
and Vista.
Peter, do you know the answer?
Peter, hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
Well, I got two players in mind. I'm just going to go with my gut and say Vinny Castilla.
Vinny Castilla is a good gut, but it's not a correct answer.
Sorry.
All right, you got to. Oh, wow, you're buzzing them now.
I didn't. It just came away.
Back to line five we go.
Oh, my gosh.
David and
Is that thing weighted or something?
I don't know. You hear it bouncing around.
David.
David, do you know the answer? Who was at bat on the play that Matt Holliday didn't touch home plate?
Was it Kim?
Was it who?
Kim.
No.
Ha Sung Kim?
I don't know. It wasn't. Never mind. Line six. Justin, we're moving quickly
here. Are people...
Yeah, you got to hear the question and know the question to, you know, win this prize. Two tickets to Padres Rockies tomorrow.
And some people on the chat are saying it's a difficult question. You can Google this. No one said you can't.
Yeah, Justin, go ahead. Do you know? Hello?
Justin.
Hello? It's your big chance to go to the game. All right, next. Roll again. Line one.
Oh, gosh.
All right, we can't pronounce your name, but who is this?
It's, I can't even...
Hello?
I'm hitting the buttons. Hold on.
What's going on? Are you balling?
All right, your last three digits of phone number, 542.
Who is this?
Are you there?
Hello. We're talking to you. Hello? Pantoja,
okay,
is it?
They're not there.
All right, they're not there? All right, this is the problem with doing this live.
Yes, it is.
Back to six.
Oh, my gosh. Knickerbockers. Is this the Knicks?
That's me.
Oh,
that's
hey,
you.
Hey.
Okay, do you know the answer?
All right.
Jamie Carroll.
Yes!
Wow!
The well-known backup infielder Jamie Carroll. Certainly not well-known at all. Very difficult question, but Mr. Knickerbocker, you are going to see the Padres play the Rockies tomorrow night. Congratulations. You are the winner of today's prize. Jamie Carroll hit a line drive to right field off Trevor Hoffman. It was caught by Brian Giles, who fired home to catcher Michael Barrett, who tried to tag Matt Holliday as he was sliding by. Holliday neither touched home plate, nor did Michael Barrett tag him.
Mm.
And confusion reigned, and of course, eventually, they ruled, home plate umpire Tim McClelland ruled that Holliday was safe. There was no replay back in the day. And the Rockies not only made the playoffs, they would go all the way to the World Series on that call.
And get crushed,
in 2007, eventually losing their only World Series appearance to the Boston Red Sox.
Were the Padres good enough to go to the World Series that year?
Sure. I mean, you know, it was like any other year. They would have had to play two good teams like the Rockies did, but the Padres could have beaten those teams, of course.
All right.
And we all know who the manager was of the Padres that night.
Was it Bruce Bochy?
No.
Who was it? Why am I forgetting?
He'll be in one of the dugouts tonight. I'll give you a hint.
Bud
and it's
Black.
Not Mike Schilt.
Duh. What am I thinking? Bud Black was the longtime manager.
Yes, Padres manager that night was Bud Black. All right, Mr. Knickerbocker. Well, that's what he's going by on the line here. He's got the tickets. Congrats. You'll see Padres Rockies tomorrow. Everyone else, you can stop calling. We'll take a break. More Gwynn and Chris on the way.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90+ days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
right, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. 5:22 is the time. Congratulations to Chris K. He was the winner of the Padres Rockies tickets.
Yes, he was. He got excited in. Too.
Sure, he was. Man, that's a nice prize victory. A random victory there. I thought we had kind of a good way of choosing our contestants.
I kind of like the dice experiment.
There it goes.
Okay.
I'm practicing for next time. Okay. Chris came up
with... You weren't a good roller, though, because you rolled four.
What do you mean
four.
I wasn't a good roller?
You rolled four a couple times. You rolled five a couple times.
Can't help it. It rolls what it rolls.
Okay.
Chris knew that it was Jamie Carroll, lightly used backup infielder, who had come to the plate in that situation that night, that fateful night in 2007. Jamie Carroll played 12 years of big league baseball, two of them with the Colorado Rockies, including 2007. Hit .225 that year with a couple of home runs, but he was a .272 career hitter. Not bad.
That's not
for
bad
Jamie
at all.
Carroll.
I would never have known that.
No, but nobody would have known that answer unless you either looked it up or really had a good memory. So, anyway, good on you, Chris. You'll go to the game tomorrow. We'll give more tickets and fun stuff away as the, you know, as the season goes along. Quick trivia for you, Scraby. Just only you. Do you know what a shorty is in the world of sports?
Oh, in the world of sports, thank you.
A shorty. S-H-O-R-T-Y, a shorty. I guess it could be S-H-O-R-T-I-E, but I don't think so.
I don't know.
A shorty is short for a shorthanded goal. And that's what the Rangers just scored to take a 1-0 lead over Carolina midway through the second period of Game 5. Eastern Conference semifinals and the NHL Rangers are looking to advance to the Eastern Conference Finals.
I only know, like, T-Pain used to say, shoddy.
Shoddy. Is that what you said? No.
Yes, but you said it even better.
Did I say it?
You said it very, very old.
Halftime of the NBA playoff game right now. Celtics 62. Cavaliers without Donovan Mitchell, but hanging in. 57. Jason Tatum had the big first half for Boston with 23 points. Celtics are 7 for 16 from the arc. Cleveland is staying in the game thanks to Max Strus, who is 5 of 6 from 3.
Why do I know that name?
Well, he played for Miami last year and helped them reach the finals.
That's why.
So tonight, Cleveland's made 11 threes. That's how they're staying in the game without Mitchell. But right now, 62-57, Boston, just underway third quarter there in Cleveland. All right, back to America's Finest City, where tonight the Padres host the Rockies. Mike Shildt for tonight's game, talking about a couple of items. Get you caught up on all that if you're on your way down to Padres baseball. Take your time, relax. Sam Levitt will give you all the stats and stories you need on the EcoWater SoCal pregame show, which gets underway in about 10 minutes. But Mike Shildt, like the rest of us, certainly hoping for a carryover from the success of the Dodger series for San Diego, taking 2 out of 3 from L.A. Can they keep it up? Here's Mike Shildt talking about what he'd like to see tonight.
We'll start off with the Dodgers series, obviously a fantastic one for the Padres. What did you like that this team did, and what would you like to see them build upon going into this next series?
I thought it was just a continuation of the series prior to that. You know, had a good series in Arizona on the road, Chicago on the road. You know, had multiple good series before that even. So it's just really a continuation of just good fundamental baseball.
This team is 5-1 in rubber games. What have you seen as some of the qualities that have allowed this team to be successful in those types of games?
Yeah, I mean, I know it's a group that's really dedicated to daily competition and sincere about, you know, being better as the series goes. And if you do that, you got a best chance of, in a rubber game opportunity.
And then Robert Suarez has been fantastic, regardless of whether it's a non-save situation or a five-out save. What can you say about his consistency and demeanor and the situation, regardless of what it is?
Yeah, well, he's not going to make the situation bigger than it is. He's going to come out, and he's going to be on the attack. He's going to throw that heater, and, you know, he's going to work off of that. But he's going to establish that heater. But the biggest thing is he's going to throw it for quality strikes. He's going to establish you know, positive counts, and he's going to make sure that defense stays engaged when they need him. But he's just going to stay on the attack.
And then Kim, how's he feeling today?
He's sore. He's in there now. If he moves around and doesn't feel like he can go, then we may do something differently. But he showed up and sore but able.
Sore but able. I like that.
Able is good.
Able is good.
Your best ability is your availability.
Yes.
So. All right, very good. Mike Schilt there ahead of tonight's Rockies-Padres series.
You know, Sam Levitt is asking some great questions. Sam Levitt also asked this next question, Chris.
About Randy Vasquez.
He did.
Who's pitching tonight for the Friars.
Yes, he did. Here is Sammy Levitt.
Let's hear it.
With Randy Vasquez on the mound today, what have you liked about what Randy's done so far?
I really liked his last outing. Gets back to what we were talking about with Suarez. Even it doesn't, you can insert name. You know, he was able to go out and locate his pitches and control counts. That's what you did a tremendous job of yesterday. King did in the series. Waldron was able to do. They're able to command their fastballs and be able to control counts, and then you pitch off of that. And he did a tremendous job last time in Chicago, and expect more of the same tonight.
You've talked a lot recently about getting better as like the game goes on, the series goes on, whatnot. Like, how does a team get better as the game goes on? What goes into a team getting better within the course of one?
Seeing the game and communicating what you're seeing. You know, what's he doing? What do we expect him to do? What's he doing? What do we need to do different? And then just continue to peel back the game. The game's right in front of you. It's like every night. It's like a new book. You know, you know the plot lines, but it takes twists and turns. So. Are you following what the game's telling us and where you're acting to it and being proactive to it in some cases as well?
Top your head, do you have like an example of that, of like seeing the game and then?
I think, you know, if a guy's hitting with a certain pitch or we can eliminate a pitch or, you know, I won't get into specifics of what we look for, but, you know, more on broad strokes, like that's a part of it.
All right. Well, you know what the Padres are really looking for tonight from Randy Vasquez?
A win.
Just do the other four starters have done immediately before him. The Padres, by the way, honestly, Scraby told me this earlier, and I hadn't even quite mentioned it yet, but it deserves mention. The Padres' starting pitching right now is on a historic run. And I'm going to tell you what I mean by that. I'm going to let Scraby tell you what we mean by that, because you're the one that came up with this.
Oh,
but,
gosh.
Over the last four games, here are the performances by the four Padres starting pitchers. Dylan Cease in Chicago, seven innings, one hit, no runs. Next game, Michael King, right? Seven innings, two hits, no runs.
Yep.
Matt Waldron, 5 1/3 innings, two hits, and two runs. One was charged to him after he left the game. And then finally, Yu Darvish, seven innings, two hits, and no runs. So three of the four games, you've had seven innings, no runs. And in one of the games, you had 5 1/3 inning with two charged runs.
Mm-hmm.
But in all four games, one hit, two hits, two hits, two hits. So how is that historically significant, you ask?
Well, Sarah Langs, if you're not following her about baseball stats, you should. She said, the Padres are the first rotation to go four straight games with at least five innings pitched while allowing two hits or fewer since the mound was moved to 60 feet, 6 inches in 1893.
I remember that when I moved the mound. I was the guy.
How big of a controversy was moving the mound?
You know, I had to convince some people, but you know, they finally came around to the notion that it would be good to move the mound back. So they're first ever, basically, to have four straight games of two hits or fewer allowed.
That's insane.
You know, while still pitching 5, 6, 7 innings.
That's insane.
The Padres, I mean, starting pitching has been ridiculous. The bullpen's been really good too. Except for the hiccup Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Morejon walked, you know what, two guys, and then De Los Santos gave up the home run.
Yeah.
Other than that, look, the Dodgers hit 138 this weekend. It's the Dodgers. They got six hits in the series.
Mm-hmm.
I take that back.
Oh.
They got 13 hits in the series.
Who are you, me?
Yeah, the Dodgers. Yeah, I know. I made a mistake. They got 13 hits in the series and 94 at-bats, a 138 average. That's the Dodgers we're talking about. That's pretty good pitching to do that to the Dodgers.
Really good
pitching.
Really, really good pitching.
The Padres only hit 198 this weekend. but still won two of the three games thanks to their great pitching. So that's all we need from you, Randy Vasquez. Something similar. And it shouldn't be that hard to do against the Rockies. Listen to this. I mean, it is kind of funny. We just assume that all you have to do is roll the bat and the balls out on the field tonight and the game's
over.
Even
though the Rockies play the Padres tough all the time.
Yes, they do. I know. Every single time.
I have a... This is going to go in a completely different direction, but we're in the last minute and a half of the show.
Yes, we are.
The chat is talking about CDs and first CDs, and so my first CD I ever bought was DMX.
Wait a second, the chat finally stopped talking about Marty Schottenheimer versus AJ Smith.
Well, they went in on you for a little bit, and then
they got sidetracked by making fun of me for a
now
while.
Now we're on CDs, but my first CD was DMX, Flesh of My Flesh, Blood of My Blood. Really not me at all. I don't know why.
Who?
DMX.
How do you know that?
Because I remember going into the warehouse. I had a warehouse gift certificate.
Let me ask you, was the CD the first musical item you bought? Or did you ever get an album before that?
Oh, no, I didn't get an album, no.
Never bought an album in your life? Went to a record store?
I've been to a record store.
Through the records?
I have.
You know how you bring them forward and you look through them and you catalog? You've never bought an album?
I have never bought an album, no.
And if you did, you'd have nowhere to play it.
So. I would have nowhere to play it, but they're asking now, what was your first 8-track, Chris?
That's funny. That's really funny. I go back to reel to reel, actually.
Have you ever burned a CD? These are all the questions we have right now.
I have not. Guess who's at the Boston-Cleveland basketball game tonight?
Oh, I just saw.
Sitting courtside. LeBron James. Interesting.
Is that a statement of where he wants to go?
I'm sure people like you will think so.
I mean, it's weird that he's sitting front row.
Celtics only lead by one midway through the third quarter. Cleveland doing a good job hanging in there. We're hanging in long enough for Sammy's pregame show, which is next. Talk to you tomorrow, everybody. For
bye.
Tony, Scraby, Chris, bye.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.